Will it lower my premiums? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Critics in both parties have been warning that healthcare reform won't lower premiums. And if anything, the compromises with the insurance and drug companies will set the stage for higher premiums. Even White House advisors have been reluctant to make any promises on premiums. But there is one.
We know that you can save enormous amounts of money, but that doesn't happen overnight.
His name is David Cutler, Harvard economics professor and a key advisor to the Obama administration on healthcare, who says, no question, under healthcare reform, premiums will start going down.
My estimates are that within a few years, say 5 to 10 years, we should be able to save the typical American family at least $2,500 a year on medical spending.
$2,500 for the typical family. One major caveat, however, if you're not a typical family, your premiums could go up.
For someone now who uses no medical care and doesn't have insurance and is not paying essentially anything, yes, that person will wind up paying more.
However, says Professor Cutler, for people who are paying premiums now and see them going nowhere but up, relief is on the way. And yes, it has been an ugly process, but the alternative, he says, is worse.
If we don't do anything, what our best guess is that by the middle of this century, the entirety of the federal budget will be accounted for by Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security.
But with reform?
The vast bulk of people who look at it think that we should be able to provide better coverage at a premium that's not $13,000 or $14,000, but maybe $8,000 or $9,000.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.